Father God, we our morning, and we declare it is a new day for your glory. Your kingdom, Lord God, is within us, empowering us, enriching us, and enhancing us so that we may heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast out devils. Father God, everything in us and around us that is not according to heaven must bow to Jesus Christ and flee at the mention of his name. You promised that the enemy would not hurt nor destroy in all your holy mountain, and that the lion would lie down with the lamb. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, we evict every spirit that threatens the peace, the safety, the joy, the love, the mercy, the grace, and blessings of God on this call today. We evict those spirits around us, around our families, around our businesses, around our communities and churches. We bind you, devil, and cast you out in Jesus' name. We speak rivers of living water into our speaker this morning as she brings forth your word. We dismantle every evil spirit whose purpose is to alter, hinder, or disrupt the master's call today. We pray blessings over the founders of this master's call, over the founders of artists, and over every listener who has called in to hear the word of God this morning. And now we take this opportunity to thank you, Father. Thank you that we enjoy the liberty and power of your anointing, which destroys every yoke and removes every burden. We thank you, Lord, that you bring heaven to earth wherever we go, and your perfect love casts out all fear. Be exalted in all the earth and restore everything to its rightful order under the authority of Jesus Christ. We keep our foot on the devil's neck and enforce Christ's victory over all principalities and all power and authority. Manifest your kingdom in full measure because Jesus reigns and all enemies have been defeated. We declare it, and it is so. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen. Turn it over to you, our host.
Amen. Praise the Lord for that mighty, mighty prayer. Thank you so much, Minister Candy. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead, honey.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good morning, Master's Call family. This is LaShawn in Delaware, and I greet you all with Jesus' joy and with the warmest of kingdom's greetings. And I touch and agree with that mighty, mighty prayer. We know that there will be no hindrances, there will be no interruptions, and the word will come forth. So again, good morning. If this is your first time on the Master's Call, we greet you again with Jesus' joy. And invite you to come back again and tell a friend, a neighbor, a coworker, a family member, or somebody about this call and how it blessed you. And for those who are returning back to the call, we want to say thank you so much for saying yes to the Master and being consistent in sharing your morning with us each and every weekday. So the Master's Call, a little bit about it. This call was founded by two victorious women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, the Ambassador of Artists International. And what's wonderful about this call is the fact that they said yes to the Master from the beginning of the call up until now. God gave them a plan, and they followed it to a T. God gave them a mission statement for this call to stand on, and that mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. God also gave them a scripture reference to stand on, and that scripture reference can be found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So Master's Call family, as you can see, we start this call off in prayer, we end this call in prayer, and we encourage encourage you to continue your day in prayer, because we know that when God's blessings come down on us, it's because our praises went up to him. So again, join the Master's Call Monday through Friday. We start this call off at 7:50 hours, well, my time, which is Eastern, and 4:50 for those who are out there in the West Coast, and 6:50 for those who are out there in Central Time, and 5:50 for those who are out there in Mountain Time. We ask you to call in a little earlier so we can, you know who you are and where you're calling from, and if there's a little bit of things you want to say before the call, we invite you to do so. And on Fridays, directly after the call, we invite you for your praise reports, your testimonies, and your prayer requests. So again, we would love for you to join us every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central. You can experience the gathering of the Eagles Ministry with the same phone number that you dialed in today. Now, you're going to hear a rhema word this morning because God is moving on this Monday, and we want to let you know that you're going to want to hear it again. You're going to want to share this message with somebody today. So go ahead and get a pen and paper so you can write down what thus saith the Lord, but also to write down this phone number, 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. That is the immediate playback number. In the event that you want to hear the message again and or share it, it plays the message from the day that the message was given. So I encourage you to invite somebody else. Now, you may have heard us talk about Artists International and Platinum Presidents and Kings of Artists, and you may say, well, what does that have to do with the Master's Call? Isn't it a prayer call? Well, my answer to you is yes, absolutely it is. But this call was brought together by an awesome company, Artists International, and most of us on the line are Artists International distributors, and this company is sold out to the Lord. The founders of this company puts God before all that they do, and that is the reason why this health and wellness company is blessed and changing lives, not only health-wise, but financially. So I encourage you to go back to the person who told you about this call, ask them to tell you a little bit more about Artists International, and they will definitely let you know more about it. But there's a call that's directly after this one, and it's the MMC call. That number is area code 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539-598-POUND. You want to get on that call to get motivated, to learn more about how to move your business and get it going. So I encourage you to call that number after this one so you can hear all about Artists International, the promotions and everything that's going on. I'm about to move out the way so this victorious woman of God could come on the line and bring the word, but I want to invite you to our website and our email. This way you can learn more about the Master's Call, and you can email us, contact us if God is saying to you it's time for you to be part of the Master's Call, or if you want to give us a praise report, a testimony, or a prayer request. That email is info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. And, of course, our website is www.themasterscall.net. Well, Dr. Pastor Lucille Farrell Scott, I absolutely love her spirit, her drive, and what she stands for. By no means can any acceptable idea for the future be manifested by the person who is not willing to take the chance and live fully in the now. That is a quote from Dr. Scott. And I tell you, the statement introduces Dr. Scott, who is committed to empowering men and women with purpose, passion, power, peace, and prosperity. She believes that nothing is more important or more precious than this moment in which you are living. There is a dance happening in your life right now, and she encourages you to take the lead. There is a stage before you, and she advises that you walk slowly across it and enjoy the applause. There is a song to be sung that only you can sing, so sing it. She's a staunch advocate for the generations to come, and Dr. Scott uplifts young people by introducing them to positive and transformational teaching, endorsing their ability to maximize their unlimited potential, and she believes that young people should be educated and fit for the citizenry of the world. There is so much more that Dr. Scott has done. I invite you to look at her bio on the website. I just want to go out the way so I could hear, thus saith the Lord. So, Dr. Scott, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, go ahead, mighty woman of God, take it away.
Well, good morning, and as always, it is an honor and a pleasure to be on this call, giving honor to God, the head of my life. I praise and I thank him for waking me up in my right mind this morning. I also honor those mighty women that started this call, and so I would be remiss if I get on this call and not give a word of honor to Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK. You know, women that are mighty in doing what God has called, what he has assigned, what he has appointed and anointed them to do. This morning, I am in the process of driving. I'm heading into Brooklyn. I run some summer programs, and so I'm wearing a couple of different hats today, but a word from God is always a due word. And this morning, I am going to take a short while and talk about a topic that most of us know and we've heard about a lot. So, Father, I ask you to speak to my vocal cords this morning, into my mind, none of me and all of you. Father, your word that a sword goes out to sow. And as I sow this word this morning, Father, I thank you in advance that this word is bringing forth fruit. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. I'm going to talk this morning about David and Goliath. And I know many of you have heard the story of, you know, I hope many of you have heard it. As children, we were raised knowing about, you know, David and Goliath, and David took these five shiny stones and struck Goliath, and Goliath fell. And whenever we heard the story, at least when I did as a child, it sounded like such a fairy tale. The story sounded like, oh, my God, here was this weak person going up against this formidable person. But I'm going to give a paradigm shift this morning. A week ago, I was doing a conference. I do something called a Live in Your Now conference, and I also do a Live in Your Now summit. And I was doing the summit 2 weeks ago, and as I'm talking, I always teach by revelation. God gave me a revelation about David and Goliath. And the Lord said to me, and as I was teaching the class, why does anyone think that David went into this battle as a loser? Fast forward to a week ago, someone gave me a gift of the book, and the book is called David and Goliath. And to my pleasant surprise, as I started reading the book, just what God had dropped into my spirit is what the writer was saying. But I'm going to put a twist on it and give it to you the way the Lord gave it to me. I was talking about placing your order into the universe. When you want something, you place your order, and the universe delivers. That's what I was teaching on. And as I was teaching it, I said to the audience, how many times you've placed an order in the universe and it looks like that order is too big for you? Or maybe sometimes you're saying, you know, I want this promotion, and for whatever reason you're thinking you're not worthy of it, you're not qualified enough for it. And the Lord said to me, study David. When David left his house to go to carry the meals for his brothers, David had no thoughts or plans of fighting a giant. However, there was something inside of David that prepared him for any eventuality. There was something inside of David that had David know that when he heard this man's voice, something was wired up in David. And if you read the story, David said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Who is this person that has the gall to say that I am not going to be successful? Who is this person that has the gall to say because of my race or my accent or my gender, I'm not going to make it? Who is this person that is attempting to minimize me when you don't even know me? David was like, who is this person? So whenever God gives you a big dream and a plan, there's something that rises up in you that makes you say, who makes anybody think I can't accomplish this? And now here are the people you have to deal with. You have to deal like David with his brothers. Now, when you first have a big plan and a big dream, you're going to have the people that are going to tell you, oh, my gosh, it is so good that you're dreaming this big, but tell people to move your butts out of the way and you move on with your dream. Oh, my God, these plans are too great for you. Yes, I know you want this to happen, but no one in your family has ever accomplished this. No one in our family has ever done anything. You have those people. And those same people, when you make a decision, okay, no one in my family has ever maybe done multi-level marketing. No one in my family has maybe never gone to college. No one in my family has ever bought a house in this particular neighborhood. But you know what? I'm going to be the first. When you make your decision, the same people that were telling you, you know, we're there with you, but those same people like David's brothers will start calling you names. David's brothers turned around and they started telling him, we know you. There's mischief in your heart. Look at you. You want to come here and guide with my story. You know I love to tell my story my way. Look at you. You want to come here. You think you are better than the rest of us. You just want to go to college. We all just went to high school. Here you are. You're smelling a sheep. You want to think you come in here? The same brothers are the ones that started to ridicule him. The same people that you will think will be on your side are going to be the same ones that are going to start to ridicule you. What are you going to do? And then there are those like Saul. There are those that don't believe in your dreams. They don't think you're going to make it. But they're going to say, you know what? Fight my way. Put on my armor. You know, wear my clothes. Maybe do it the way I did it. And nothing is wrong with that, the way they did it, except that is not your way. And what did David do? David was respectful to Saul. You don't disrespect someone if they're trying to tell you, hey, maybe, you know, do it my way. You say, yeah, I can see how your way might work. David put the garment on. And then David realized Saul's armor was not his. That was the way Saul fought his battles. David had to fight his battles his way. And I'm here to tell somebody this morning, you have to fight your battles your way. Stop looking at the way other people are doing things. And David said to Saul, I can't wear this. This is your armor. Saul was much taller than David. If Saul was to fight Goliath, Saul would have had to wear that armor. But Saul wasn't fighting Goliath. David was. And what did David do? David went to what he was familiar with. David went to what he knew. I'm saying a lot in the story, and I hope you get it this morning. David went back into his subconscious mind. We have a psalm that says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And I'm going to take that a step further this morning. When you say forget not all his benefits, I would say that David went into doing some visualization. I would say that what David did, David went into his subconscious mind. And David started looking at the times when God's benefits were there for him. David started looking at the time when a lion came, my God, to mess with his sheep. And David started looking and said, hey, you know what? The lion came. He thought of the strength of the lion. And David said, and God gave me the strength to fight the lion. And he looked at Goliath and he said, hey, the same way that God gave me the strength to fight the lion, God is going to give me the strength to fight the lion. And then David went back into his mind and David remembered how he fought the bear. And I want you to think of what David was doing. David looked back into his subconscious mind. And David saw the bear. The bear standing up tall. And when David thought of it, David looked at Goliath. And David said, wait a minute. He looks like the bear. It's a done deal. And David said, wait a minute. You know what? A bear came to me, and I delivered, and I fought him. I got my sheep. A lion came, and I got my sheep. And the same way I destroy that, I'm going to take Goliath down. And he looked at Goliath. I want you to hear me. And he went back into his subconscious mind. And he said to Goliath, you come to me with outward armor. You come to me with a sword and you come to me with a shield. I come to you in the name of the Lord, the name that is higher than any other name, the name that is more powerful than any other name. I come to you in the name of the Lord. I come to you in the name of my deliverer. I come to you in the name of my conqueror. I come to you in the name of my Savior. That is what David was saying. What are you saying this morning? When you look at your battle, are you minimizing yourself as David and seeing Goliath great? Or are you seeing your God greater than an uncircumcised Philistine? I would offer to you this morning that David never went to fight Goliath thinking he would lose. I would offer to you this morning, David never went to fight Goliath seeing himself as a loser. But David went to fight Goliath. And hear me, guys. The first thing David said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine coming against my God? So immediately, you saw the level where David put Goliath. David had already put Goliath where he belonged. David had already said, I'm a child of the Most High God. I'm a circumcised child of God. Who is this uncircumcised person? I have a covenant with God. This man does not have a covenant with God. I would offer that contrary to what we have been told from kids, David never ever went to fight that battle as a loser. The book I read a week ago sort of went along with that theory. The book was talking about the fighters back then. You had the cavalry, you had the infantry, and then you had something called the slingers. The slingers were those that were taught. They had the art of slinging an object, and that object became a missile. Think of what happens during a tornado. When a tornado picks up an automobile and twirls it around and flings it, that is what David did, guys. David did not just go to fight Goliath with a hit and miss. David had a skill. David had a craft. And when David flung that stone, it built up momentum. And the force that when it struck Goliath brought Goliath down. So the Goliaths that are masquerading in your life today as giants, God is telling me to tell you, you have the ability to say, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? I want to offer to you guys this morning, listening to me, that are in business, stop fighting other people. Stop being upset with other people. If God is moving other people to other businesses, bless them and let them go. Focus on what you have in your hand. David focused on what was in his hand, not what was in anyone else's hand. Because when you focus on what someone else has in their hand, when you focus on what someone else is doing, you lose your momentum. You start fighting the other person's battle. Whatever God has called you to do, whatever your hand has found to do, do quickly this morning. I would offer, God will bless the works of your hands. If you do like David, you keep your eyes on your target. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Don't join the criticizing gang. Don't be condemning anybody. I want you guys to hear me this morning. God can't bless a criticizer. God cannot bless a condemner. God will bless you if you keep your eyes on the prize and you fight your battle the way God has designed for you to fight. I'm Dr. Lucille. It was an honor to be with you this morning.
Sure.
With an honor being with you guys.
My God, my God, what an awesome and powerful message.
Praise God.
Can you hear me? I'm Dr. Scott.
Yes, I can.
What a mighty, mighty message. We would like to ask you to hold off for one moment so you could give us our closing benediction. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we come to you this morning with thanksgiving, Lord. We thank you above all things. We give you all of the honor, all of the glory, and all of the praise. Father, we thank you for this word that you have given your vessel this morning. We thank you right now that Dr. Lucille Farrell Scott brought the word exactly. exactly how you wanted to come from the throne room, oh God. We just thank you so much for her will, her obedience, and her faith, oh God. We just ask right now in the name of Jesus that you touch all of those around her, touch her family members, touch her friends, touch those that she associates with, those that she does business with, oh God. Increase her territory, Lord, and allow her voice to be heard in many, many lands, Lord. We just thank you right now for her. We thank you, God, that you remind us that we have strength through you and we can do all things through Christ. We thank you, Lord, right now that our enemies are our footstools, Lord. We thank you right now that you are preparing a plate before them, oh God, for them to see what you can do. We thank you, Lord, that any mess or test that we may have gone through has now become a message and a testimony. We thank you, Lord, that what we may have been through is now somebody's breakthrough. Amen, God. We just thank you so much for everything you have done for us up until today, and we trust and know, Lord, that you will continue to bless us when we stay in your word. Father, we ask that you watch over every person on the line representing a household this morning. We ask that you touch everybody individually and collectively, oh God. We ask that you bless them and continue to give them abundance. We know that their cup will run over with blessings because they read the end of the book, and they know because of you, all we can do is win. So, God, we ask right now that you touch everybody, every soul, every mind, every financial issue, Lord. Anything that is going on right now that is not of you, we ask you, oh God, that you touch it and make it right. Lord, we thank you for every child that we know or may have. Lord, we thank you that right now that they are safe. We ask safe returns for those who may be abducted or missing, oh God. We ask for safe returns for those parents, Lord, that are missing right now. We ask you, Lord, that you give blessings for the family who lost their four children in that Rose fire in Philadelphia, Lord. Give them comfort and peace because we know that joy will come in the morning, and they may not understand what's going on now, right now, but we know, God, that you make no mistakes. So, Father, we come to you this morning thanking you for a clear, concise word for us to live by, but not only that, for us to share with others. We come to you with thanks. We give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Master's Call family, again, I encourage you to go to our website, www.themasterscall.net, and to share the replay number so someone else can be blessed by this amazing word this morning. The replay number again is area code 712-432-1085, and the access code is the same, 957-677-pound. And after the benediction, when you get off the phone, go ahead and hop on over to the MMC call, 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539-598-pound. Pastor Candy, I want to say thank you so much for greeting and seating God's children this morning with such Jesus joy and with such an anointed prayer. We thank you, God, that this call did come through with clarity and purpose. And Dr. Scott, we thank you so much for such an amazing and awesome word. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts for your yes. And most of all and above all, God, and we would like to thank you, family members who joined us this morning. You go out there and be that great minister in a market. Place, greeting your brother and sister with Jesus' joy. I'm now turning the call over to Dr. Scott for our closing benediction. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, take it away and have a wonderful day.
Yeah, I'd just like to invite those of you to visit my website, which is liveinyournow.com. Liveinyournow.com. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance on you. May God give you peace. May God bless your rising up, your lying down, your labor, your leisure. May the hand of God hotly pursue. May the favor of God surround you as with a shield. Walk and be a blessing today. Amen, amen, and amen. Be blessed, everyone.